Robert's Harry Dental on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Ellen McMichael, hello.
Hello.
And Michael Riley, hello.
Good morning and hello.
Now, Michael, it's your first day here today at Robert's Harry Dental, and they've thrown you in at the deep end and got you to talk on the radio. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm rather excited with my first interview on the radio, and it's fun to be here. Thank you very much.
And where have you come from? Because you're an orthodontist, so you must have just made a move. Where did you come from?
Well, I've treated patients as a specialist in North Yorkshire since 2008 over in York, and I've enjoyed that very much. And today I'm making the move over to Harrogate, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
And Ellen, you've been here for a few months?
Yes, about 5 months.
And where had you come from?
I've worked in NHS and private practices for about, getting close to 4 years now, and worked in orthodontics for 5 months.
For both of you, what was it that made you get into this industry? Had you always loved teeth and loved helping people with their teeth? How did you fall into it, Michael?
Well, as a little boy, I always enjoyed science very much, and I also liked the idea of helping people. And so dentistry was a way of using my interest in science and my passion to help people, I suppose. And having done general dentistry, I saw a little of orthodontics and thought that looked like a brilliant thing to do because it really changes people's lives. And so I enjoy doing that every day now.
Would you say you've got job satisfaction as an orthodontist?
Very much so. And for a lot of reasons, actually. There's a brilliant team here, and it's great working with brilliant people. And the patients over here in North Yorkshire are fantastic. And so together as a team, I really enjoy, you know, getting an amazing job and a lot of satisfaction out of that.
And Ellen, how did you end up getting into the dental industry?
Originally, my background's in care and support work. I really enjoyed that, but wanted to do something just a little bit more to help people. And yeah, I kind of fell into it, really. I started doing a degree in speech and language therapy, which unfortunately kind of fell through and I ended up leaving. But we had a lot of anatomy and physiology along with the head and neck, and I kind of wanted to use those strengths into an industry that I really enjoyed.
And teeth are in the head
as well,
area.
Yes.
So. Now, for people who maybe haven't been to Robert's Harry before, or maybe they have but they just fancy meeting either of you two, what sort of things will you be doing for new patients or for patients that are returning? How can you help them?
Well, thank you for asking that great question. And interestingly, I was speaking with Ellen just earlier about this patient journey, and it would begin actually with Ellen, wouldn't it, Ellen?
It would, yes.
I think that the patients would have a nice chat with Ellen, and Ellen would have a careful look at them, talk about their concerns. Then they'd come through to speak with me, and I'd have a careful look and let them know what their options are. And then Ellen would then be able to talk them through their options with all of the different types of fixed and removable braces that we have now, and Invisalign, of course, which is a great game changer.
It is. And you've also got a scanner that I believe is quite snazzy now. Do you know about the scanner?
I saw it this morning. I'm very excited about it. It's truly 21st century technology, and it helps our patients and us deliver even better results with Invisalign.
Now, what sort of people are you expecting to help with straightening their teeth? Because I think traditionally you think, oh, teenagers and train tracks. And you think, that's it, that's the end of braces. But actually, it's a much more complicated and bigger world than that.
Yes, we have ranging from quite young children all the way up to, I think our eldest patient is 80. It's all about how you feel about yourself. And if you want straight teeth, age isn't a factor. We can sort something out for you.
And do you think it makes a difference? You said that you change people's lives as an orthodontist. How is dealing with teeth changing lives?
Well, I see it every single day. When I was doing my specialist training, I learned that, you know, we do change people's lives. We do been shown in research that it changes the way people feel about themselves and improves their confidence. And we definitely change the way people feel about themselves in a great way, which is really enjoyable.
Well, if people want to come in either for their first ever consultation or they just want to come in and meet you two, then they can do that. Give Robert's Harry a call. They can go online. Michael Riley and Emma McMichael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Robert's Harry Dental on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.